This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Corey and I are going to go in alone in this first segment. We want you to know what our opinions are as to what happened this past week in the markets. I have to say, I think it was a game changer, at least for the time being. And the reason I say that is if you look at the closes yesterday, they were rather interesting in the conventional markets. The Standard & Poor's 500 rallied to a record, and that was after Japan earlier had boosted their economic stimulus. The way the markets closed yesterday was the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 17,390.52. S&P 500 closed above 2018.05, and the NASDAQ closed at 4,630.74. Gold, by the same token, yesterday performed in a rather interesting fashion. It was down rather significantly, and then, for lack of better terms, came back. The Dow came, or the gold market, I should say, came back to around 1172 after being significantly lower, 1172 by 1173. It was about 10 points less than that earlier in the day. Now, what I think is interesting here is that I am convinced that the average investor in the street, and certainly the big banks and the big investors, at least in the West, are breathing a sigh of relief, and they're saying, you know, with QE ending, theoretically, things are going just fine right now, and we're going back to normal. Now, Japan is going to take up the question of the stimulus. That particular action on the part of the Japanese, I think, had investors around the world going, hallelujah, because now the world economies in general are probably going to do pretty well. Japan was the only one left in question, I guess some people might say. I guess they forgot about what's going on in Europe, which wasn't exactly pretty right now. My opinion is that I think it's a good time to be in the conventional markets, but I think you have to watch them very, very closely. The financial markets do have a tendency to run in cycles, and that certainly is what's going on right now. People have a tendency to think that at one moment in time is the representation of how it's going to be for a long, long time, and that's definitely not the case. Money to be made right now, in my opinion, that money is to be made in the conventional markets at the risk of being repetitious. I think there is also long-term money to be made in the hard asset sector, both in the hard assets themselves and the stocks involved in that. And we're going to get into why I feel that way a little bit later. But first of all, how about a recap from you, Corey?
Al, there's no doubt that this week is historic. First of all, we do have the conventional markets at all-time highs. We have the Fed apparently ending their QE program, which is unheard of in this economic situation that we are in around the world when you look at different countries. And we have gold essentially breaking this low that everybody had said that it was a double bottom, then it was a triple bottom, and now all it is a new bottom. So it is definitely an interesting time in these markets, and I think the real crux of the issue here, and something that people are paying attention to but seems to get swept under the rug, are these low interest rates. The fact of the matter is the interest rates around the world are rock bottom, and you mentioned the money to be made is in the conventional markets. Really, the money to be made is completely leveraging yourself and putting it in the conventional markets. Not that I would ever recommend doing that. I think that's a horrible policy, and I think that interest rates will have to rise eventually. But somehow these central banks are able to keep interest rates so low that I think QE was nothing more than a show by, I think, the central bank, the Fed, because they don't actually need to pump money into the markets when they can give it for free, essentially, to the banks, and the banks can then turn around and, instead of lending it out to small businesses, go ahead and put it in the markets. And that's what they have been doing, simply because they're making money that way. And I always say that the average investor is out of this market, but the more I read shows that they're actually leveraged in this market because everybody's in this market. And as long as the Fed keeps these rates low, then you know what? I don't know when or what will break the camel's back, but there is something that is going to have to give, because low interest rates that don't actually create anything new, as in new industries or anything like that, all they do is create wealth on paper. I don't see that lasting. However, that being said, it's gone on longer than I thought.
You know, it has, Corey, but I got to tell you, being an old guy has some advantages. One of the advantages is you're able to look back on history and look at what's happened and put it in perspective of what's going on right now. Number one, you brought up something that was really interesting, and this is something I think that people need to be very, very concerned about, because debt is what crushes economies, and that's been going on for, you know, since the beginning of time. The fact that people are leveraging to get into the markets right now because they think it's easy money, I think is a terrible sign. And I really have to say that with the interest rates that we have going on right now, allowing that to happen, I think it's almost a criminal action on the part of the Federal Open Market Committee allowing the interest rates to be at these levels. But the other point that I would want to make is, you know, I implied that the people investing in the conventional markets and the economic pundits, for lack of better terms, around the world, or perhaps many of them are perhaps saying, happy days are here again because we're back to a normal economy in the United States, as exemplified by the fact that the Federal Reserve, basically the Fed came out and said we don't need to put more money into the economy by purchasing these bonds. Well, the fact of the matter is an economy isn't normal when you have interest rates like we have right now. And when interest rates go back to normal, and they're going to have to do that, the United States is going to have a debt load that is going to be, they're not going to be able to service it. It's a very well-known fact. Interest rates getting back to normal may signal a normal economy on the one hand, but in the United States, something to consider, and to consider very, very strongly, is what's that going to do to the functioning of the U.S. economy?
Well, and a further point on this, Al, which I think deals explicitly with the functioning of the U.S. economy, is what you said. The balance sheet of the Fed is so massive right now, and they have shown no interest in unwinding that, which means every time certain assets come to maturity, they simply roll them back over, which in my eyes is almost another form of QE. It is just keeping money back in the markets. And until they start unwinding, which I don't see them doing anytime soon, this is just, it's simply a system built on debt and contrived money. But you know what? It has worked for that time. And the sad thing is, it hasn't floated down to Main Street. And the mandate of the central bank is to lower unemployment, which on paper they have, and really make the average individual better off. And I don't think that they have done that when you look at wage growth.
No, I agree 100%. I don't think the average American is better off right now. If you look at the employment numbers, yes, in fact, unemployment, the unemployment level right now is at an 8-year low. But the fact of the matter is, you know, I hate to sound like a broken record, but a lot of things are included in that. One of them is the fact that people are making less money, point number one. Point number two, there's a heck of a lot of people out there who have left and aren't even looking for jobs anymore. And then going along with the making less money is the underemployment situation, where that, I think, is a very real and important factor for people to consider. Yes, the Fed has done an interesting job keeping the economy going, keeping the economy from simply imploding. But I got to tell you, I don't think this can go on. I don't think that anyone who says we're in a normal economy, Corey, has any idea as to the implications of just what normal means. We are in a contrived economy, and ultimately, that's going to hurt us.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Yeah.
your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to take the rest of the program and we'll have our experts weigh in and let you know what they think. We're starting out with Avi Gilbert. I have to tell you, a lot of gold bugs felt that Avi was way off with his commentary about gold over the last few months. But in fact, the fact of the matter is he was right on. We're recording this on Friday, and I'm pretty confident that we're not going to have any major changes. We're going to have some changes in terms of the numbers, but for the rest of the day, we're not going to have any major changes. So let's just say this, Avi. The conventional markets in the United States, they are topping closing records, okay? And a lot of people are saying, well, that's a result of the stimulus in Japan. Now people are feeling that all is okay in the world, and consequently the U.S. markets are going to do just fine. So it's very, very positive action in terms of the U.S. markets, very negative action in terms of precious metals. Let's start out with your opinion on the conventional markets.
Well, going back, I think we spoke about this the last time I was on, but going back into September, our expectation was market was going to top out somewhere around the 2040 region. And we came up about 20 points or so shy of that in my target in the futures. So I was still questioning whether or not, you know, we were going to see any higher. But once we came down and came back up into the 1990 ES region, I told all my folks to get out, and then we started shorting. We got about 80 points of the short to the downside. But the entire time, we had calculations that were pointing toward the 1814 level, which was published in many places, for a bottom in this market. And we bottomed actually at 1813. I was off by a point. And then we got this major rally. Now, my question was, and I was from an Elliott Wave standpoint, I was looking for a wave four to take us down into the low 1800s, potentially as low as the high 1700s. Ideal was 1814 was the ideal target. The question I was playing around with in this move up is, has this now begun our run to much higher levels, or are we still going to be mired in a correction over the next few months? The action today has fairly solidified in my mind that I'm going to expect a pullback over the next week or two. And should that pullback be corrective as I expect it to, my targets, depending on how high the pullback retains, my minimum target on the upside now is going to be at the end of the first quarter, maybe in early spring, somewhere around the 2250 region in the S&P 500.
Avi, I'm fairly surprised to hear you saying that the markets will pull back from this level, because after that last swing down, which was almost 10%, we've gained it all back right now. And with the move today on Friday, we're up we're pretty much at a new high. So
yep.
Why do you think, is it because that we broke that new high that you think it's going to come back, or are there some other factors out there that
it's a very simple Elliott Wave perspective. I've been looking for five waves off the low, and once a five-wave structure completes off that low, I expect, which I view as wave one of the next greater five-wave move to new highs, I expect a wave two pullback. Now, if I had my druthers, I would say we see a significant and deep pullback in the market into the Thanksgiving time period. But due to the strength of the market, I'm not quite certain. So what we're doing is, you know, we have our stock wave service, and we have, three of our Elliott Wave analysts just pouring through charts, world markets as well as, U.S. markets. And we're trying to come up with some really good opportunities to now start scaling into from a stock perspective, on this pullback, because it really does look like the market is about to go, I don't know about parabolic, but I think it's about to go a lot higher than many people believe.
Well, I would have to agree with you, and I'd have to say that the reason I think for that happening is because you not only have, you know, the Fed blatantly doing everything they can to keep the economy going, but now you and the Europeans, obviously, but now you have Japan, which is certainly a major economy in the world, and I think that that's probably going to be followed by China, you know, and I think the bet here is are the governments going to make this thing work? And I would guess, Abby, that most people are going to say, well, yeah, we think they are. What does Abby Gilbert think?
You know, we're on our World Market Service, we're looking at some really nice setups. You know, of all things, I mean, people think this is crazy. We're looking at the Russian index bottoming soon. How do you like that? A long-term bottom on the Russian index even. Brazil, clearly, we're bullish on. You know, we have a slew of international markets. We're watching now a slew of international stocks that, you know, we're very bullish on.
So, Avi, if everything out there, it sounds like the majority of the markets out there are starting to look bullish for you or have looked bullish for a while. Is this positive or negative for gold?
I wish I could answer the question in the way you asked it. I look at it, you know, each chart on its own. For me, I'm still negative on gold in the near term. What I've been publishing over the last month is I was hoping that we would get the breakdown below the 2013 lows in gold in October. That's what I was looking for. And we really cut it close. We're now at the end of October. We've broken down. I expected it actually to set up potentially 2 weeks ago, but we didn't get it. And I saw the setup there this weekend. I was questioning it, but as the week started coming through, you know, we started getting shorter and shorter, and we really were looking for this breakdown. And even, we even noted it last night that we were looking for a big gap down today. And with the gap down we see today, we're now starting the final phases of this 3.5 year correction. So I'm starting to turn more bullish on long-term gold finally, because we've now broken down and heading towards my long-term targets.
Well, a lot of people are agreeing with you. Gary Savage, who is a cycles guy, did a daily editorial with us yesterday morning, and he stated very, very succinctly, he said, we're obviously in a bloodbath stage vis-a-vis gold. We're obviously in a very, very strong stage vis-a-vis the conventional markets. And he, like you, says, I think there's going to be a gap upward in gold, but he said, I don't think that's going to be a long-term buying opportunity. He said, I think it's going to be a short-term trading opportunity. Then I see gold going down again a little bit based on my cycle theory, and then I see a major bull market starting in gold, the likes of which could be absolutely astronomical. It sounds to me like that's kind of what you're saying, Abby. I don't mean, Abby, to put words in your mouth, but you've been pretty accurate so far. And I have to tell you, I think that your input on this particular situation is something that our listeners really should consider. We're not giving investment advice. We're giving you information like that coming from Abby Gilbert that should help you make informed investment decisions. Don't take this as being investment advice. Corey and I are going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the show. We've got Valentine Schmidt on the line with us. Valentine is the business editor of the Epoch Times. I'm going to chat a little bit about what happened this past week with the quantitative easing situation, the effects of that on the market, both the precious metals markets and the conventional markets. And we're also going to talk about Japan stepping in, the rationale behind doing that, because Japan certainly did step in as a source that I go to quite a bit, a source called Stratfor. They basically said that they were talking about finding a replacement for the QA that occurred in the United States. After chit-chatting about that for a couple of paragraphs, they ended up by saying, quote, this leaves one major central bank, the Bank of Japan, finance minister, and I'm going to butcher this name, so I'm only going to use his last name, Kurokoda's grand plan called Abernomics, has had a rough 2014 with the consumption tax hikes having worse than expected consequences and exports stubbornly refusing to pick up despite the weak yen. Let's come back to Japan a little bit later, Valentine, but what's your comment about the supposed end of QE in the United States?
Yeah, hi. Well, first of all, it's always nice to be on the show. Thanks for having me. I mean, this fits right into the economic mismanagement of the Federal Reserve really over centuries, where they have easing cycles and tightening cycles that basically either push markets to bubble territories or crash them. That's the modus operandi. That's how they do things. And I mean, we have a couple of historical data points we can use, which is in 2010 when QE1 ended, where we had the flash crash. I think we had a total drawdown of about 15% in the S&P. 2011 was even worse with the downgrade and the European crisis after the end of QE2 with a drawdown of about 20%. Then in 2012, we had the end of the Operation Twist. We had a drawdown of about 10%. And since then, it's just been basically uphill with QE3, basically only rising equity markets. So a complete taper just should have the effect of a market crash. We already anticipated some of it in the middle of October, and our market's ready back because, and we'll talk about more later, because of the Bank of Japan going crazy and printing even more money. So I think that was the tacit understanding here, that the Fed was preparing to exit, and you had before the Fed was preparing to exit, or during the time when they wrapped up the language of a complete taper, a complete exit of QE, then you had the ECB basically jawboning, saying we're going to print a trillion. I think we already spoke about that. The ECB cannot print a trillion. It's impossible because those markets don't exist until they allow to monetize government bonds directly. Then it would be really a QE. So now, after the Fed actually ended QE, you have the same week the Bank of Japan stepping on the pedal to prevent a full-blown crash in the markets. I think that's how the central banks are trying to manage it this time, so they don't get a drawdown of 10-20%. Although I'm pretty sure, to be honest, at this point in time, they don't mind. I mean, the equity market is so high, they don't care about the economy anyway. They know that QE does nothing for the real economy. And a 20% drawdown in the equity market is really no big deal. So they can afford that easily, and then they can do another round of QE, because that's the thing. If you want to print more, which they know they have to, you actually need a kind of crisis. You also need an economic crisis, because part of the reason why they stopped is they didn't have a lot of paper to monetize. The U.S. government hasn't issued a lot of debt this year. The dealers needed to post collateral, so the Fed just can't buy up everything. So you actually need an economic crisis. You need a stock market crash. You need the government to start monetizing again before the Fed can actually really start printing again, which at the end of the day it will, but not before we see a drawdown in the markets. And I mean, let's face it, the markets are still surviving, and that's what people say is a lot of money sloshing around. Well, actually not, but margin debt and corporate debt are expanding to support the stock market. So that's like the last. So you have the root is already taken out with the quantitative easing, but you have the plant and the tree is still moving a bit. That's what you have right now with the stock still going up. And of course, Bank of Japan is another story.
Well, Valentin, it's fascinating kind of global currency system that we are in right now, because we did see the U.S. step in with QE1 quite a while ago now and throw billions upon billions of dollars into the market. And it was actually
more than a trillion.
More than a trillion, exactly. And since then, we have seen other countries follow suit, and the term currency wars has been thrown around more and more recently. But what about the argument that, you know what, maybe it's not currency wars between the central banks. Maybe they are all working together in a sense, because they all know the situation that they're in. And if one of them does attack truly one of the other banks, I'm not saying it won't happen, but right now it doesn't seem like it is happening. It would take down the whole system. So right now I don't know if you would say currency wars. I think it's just currency, everybody working together.
Yeah, I say honestly, I mean, that's the way it looks like. If you look at the timing of events, of course it's true that, for example, the euro was definitely overvalued at 140 and it was crushing German exports, so they wanted to talk that down a bit. As for the yen, I mean, basically this year you had all the data points coming out that proves that this kind of devaluation policy is stupid anyway, because if you're Japan and you're importing most of your raw materials, then those go up in an instant, whereas your prices that you're selling to the markets you're selling to in terms of manufactured products, it might take a while when for them to actually go down, and you see increased demand, plus only a few people are benefiting anyway, which is the exporters. The rest of the economy, which relies on ports, is experiencing a margin squeeze. You have consumers spending less because imports are more expensive, and they have less money to spend on other stuff. You saw that, then you're in an absolutely dumb move by increasing taxes. That's pro forma anyway, to say, look, we're trying something to do stem the deficit. I mean, Japan's deficit's out of control. The debt is out of control. A 2-point hike in sales tax or whatever it is won't to do the trick. So you have that. So basically, before the tax gets implemented, you get a minor kick because people shift the consumption forward, but then you get a real crash. Exports are going down. The deficit is still going up. Growth is not there. So it's the only thing that's going down the drain is your currency. Great. I mean, that in and of itself is really not a great thing to have. So Japan was going down in history as one of the best examples when a devaluation policy basically doesn't work at all. And by the way, Brazil is another one of these great examples. I'm going to mention it here in passing because that happened last week, and all the markets went crazy because this socialist Rousseff, that she won again. Well, yes, obviously her socialist policies don't help, but guess what Brazil has been trying to do in the wake of Fed QE for the last 3 years? They've been trashing their currency 30%. They got massive inflation. Their growth is going down because of capital misallocation. They have a consumer credit bubble because of reckless lending. So that's another thing that trashing your currency definitely doesn't help. Now, Germany, on the other hand, they have had a high euro for now some time, and they've been doing relatively well. So all this Keynesian devaluation theory is rubbish, in my opinion.
Well, I got to tell you, whether it's rubbish or not remains to be seen, but I have to say, I mean, I don't happen to believe in Keynesian economics, but I think it's the only thing right now that it's the prettiest baby in the nursery, in the sense that it's the only thing that is really working right now. I have to say, I want to compliment your heritage. You know, you are from Germany, and I have to say the German economy, those people seem to really truly have their act together right now. The rest of the world, I'm not so sure. I think the question right now is everybody breathing a sigh of relief because they're drinking the Kool-Aid, and is in fact that sigh of relief warranted? I think it's going to take some time to figure that one out.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media, we're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 3 square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3 square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. You know, you're going to hear in the beginning of the next hour from Byron King from Agora. Byron just got back from New Orleans, and he's going to tell you what his impression is of the companies that are surviving this particular downdraft, if you want to call it that. In the stock segments, anyway, of the resource sector. I happen to agree with Byron 100%. The reason I do is because I've been in the game a long time, and I know that this too shall pass. The companies that are thriving right now, perhaps not vis-a-vis their stocks, but are thriving in the fact that they are active, they have money in the bank, so they have good management, et cetera, et cetera. When this thing lifts, and I guarantee you it will eventually lift, and that's not investment advice, these companies are going to be doing really, really well. We have a couple of guests helping us out here. Rylan Bailey, who has been involved in the industry for quite some time. She is, I think, the consummate professional when it comes to executive level investor relations positions. Then we have Albert Matter. Albert Matter is, in my opinion, the consummate entrepreneur when it comes to the mining sector. I've known Albert and I have done work for him. We have worked together off and on over the past 15 years. Let me tell you, this guy is really good. Ladies first, Rylan, what's your comment right now on what I just said?
Well, yeah, I guess the companies that survive will be like the people standing at the end of the apocalypse. We'll get to repopulate the earth. I mean, it's been pretty rough. It's been pretty rough for a long time. There doesn't seem to be any clear end in sight, which, it gets a bit depressing, but in IR, I've learned over the years, we can't control the markets, we can't control the gold price, we can't control what's happening in Greece or global economics. All you can control is how you manage the company. And if you're managing with good corporate governance and you're conserving your treasury and you've got a dedicated team that's continuing to work away behind the scenes and advance the property, then when the market turns around, we'll still be there and we'll stand out as the investment at choice. You just kind of have to hold on and hope that it turns around eventually.
Well, and Rylan, to further that comment, putting a positive spin on a bad market that we're in is that we do get a good cleaning out of companies, because the fact of the matter is, in a bull market, everybody looks like a genius, yeah. But as we're seeing in a bear market, it really does take those survivors, those that do know when to reel back the drilling and to really come up with a better corporate plan for the company. And that's one thing that I like to see in the companies that I invest in right now, is that they are still doing something, but they're working smart. They're not just working for the sake of working.
I think it weeds out management teams. It gets rid of the management teams that are only in it to make a buck, or only in it to collect an expense report. The projects don't change, right? A good quality project is always a good quality project. It's just a question of whether you've got people that can manage it effectively and advance it. And I think that's what we get rid of during this market, which is always a good thing.
Albert, what's some of your comments on this?
Oh, yeah. I thought particularly the young lady's comments about the survivorship, et cetera, were on the mark. And yes, I think, for instance, as you know, Corey and Al, back in 2011, we started taking a look at things and we eliminated four out of our five properties very quickly in the course of 2012 as the bear market lasted longer. And I think the bear markets last longer in a contraction like we're having now since 2000 versus the expansions we had in the 50 years before that. So you have to plan that. And we very quickly identified a deposit on this property and dumped the rest. Now, Newmont picked up one of the other ones, and that's great. Newmont's got a lot more money than we have. Our focus is to make money for our shareholders. And if we have to drop a good thing to keep a better thing, that's exactly what you have to do in times like this.
You know, I got to tell you guys, one thing that I found that is absolutely critical to understand about this business, number one, or two things. Number one, you have to celebrate the wheat from the chaff. And if you guys weren't part of the wheat, trust me, you wouldn't be on this show. So, I mean, I can attest to that. But having said that, the other thing that you have to be aware of is that, yes, this is a very volatile market. When the gains come, they come very, very strongly. But there are certain things you have to do to be able to take advantage of those gains. Number one, you have to be able to do effective due diligence on a company. And number two, something that Albert and I were talking about off mic, is typically investors, successful investors that are involved in this industry, have absolutely no leverage. And the reason they don't have any leverage is because they understand that there are good times and bad times. It's all about personal cash flow. And I would suggest that anybody who has to borrow money in this particular, during this particular time to buy stocks, whether we're talking about the resource sector, the conventional sector, what have you, really ought to be doing something else with their time. You know, Roland, getting back to your situation, all the companies that you have ever worked for in the past, they've all fallen into the category that I just mentioned. Good management and a lot of money and typically good assets. Those are situations that are going to last.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the key thing is a management team, right? Because then you know that they're doing it with integrity. You can't always raise money in the market. That's just the realities of the markets that we work in. So, you know, for Eagle Hill that I'm working for right now, the great thing is that we've got shareholders at the top who can finance it independently if they need to. So you've got the flexibility of knowing that you can finance internally or in the market. So that sort of gives us a bit of breathing room, because it's really tough in these markets to see good companies, good projects, good teams that just can't advance the properties because the markets are so depressed. But the first thing I look for, you know, when looking for a job, for my due diligence for looking for a job, is what's the quality of the project, what's the quality of the team that's managing it? Because if those two things are in place, you can really pretty much weather any storm.
Exactly. Roland, if I may reflect on that, last December we needed to raise some money, and of course December was, we needed to raise some money in the fall, but nobody was willing. December was tax selling time, and it was some of the robust shareholders we have who have been, shareholders of my companies for the last 20-odd years, different companies. They came to the table and said, yeah, okay. I told them, we need money, and I'm not the only one going to put it up. And they all came up, and we raised $1.5 million, and that kept us going until the spring, which gave a little bit of a bounce, as you recall. And then we were able to raise another $3.5 million from a really sharp institutional investor. So at the right times, having a strong board, having a strong shareholder base that sometimes seems overkill for a small outfit is important. It's important at the bottom, and then it's also important at the top, because the one thing you don't want to do is get greedy at the top and not sell out. and smart money and powerful and well money people, they know that 95 cents is, in the hand is better than $1.05 in the bush.
Well, and Albert, I think that's a fantastic point, is because you talk to some of these management groups in this bad market and they say, you know, we're not going to raise money right now because we're going to wait until we have a higher share price. And then they wait and they wait and they wait, and then they have a lower share price, and then they're stuck. And that is the worst situation a company can get in, is when you are essentially out of cash in the next couple of months. Nobody is willing to give you the market price money for your shares. And right then, you're just further hurting your own, I believe, shareholders. Al, what's your take?
Well, there's a number of things I think that we have to talk about here, and we don't have a lot of time left. But the one thing that I would like to mention, and we don't talk about this very much because of the old philosophy of past performance is no indication of future results. But and please keep that in mind during this next little discussion here. But, you know, I have to say this, and that is the gains that are available, the profits that are available in this particular sector are absolutely astronomical. You're not going to find it anyplace else unless you get in on a Microsoft on day one. You're simply not going to find these type of gains. And that's what's attracted me to this particular sector. Is that going to happen again? Heck, I don't know. Who knows? But you know what?
As you said earlier, the people that do make money are the ones who actually own the lotto ticket or own the stock. And you can't do that if you're leveraged. So you can only afford to buy as much of this good stuff as you can afford. But if you start leveraging yourself because you get greedy, then you're not going to own it when it finally pops. And they pop. They will pop when the selling pressure finally reveals itself.
And you better hope that you don't have to sell any stock to survive at lower prices. Relen, we got a minute left here. I'm going to give you the final word.
What I'd like to actually to focus on is when this does turn around, let's all assume this is going to turn around. What we should all be looking at from a due diligence perspective is how are the management teams handling their treasury then? Because I think that's what happens is that, particularly in the resource industry, is everybody gets excited when it turns around. They all raise a whack of money. And then, you know, 10 years later, it starts to bottom out. And you think, what did they spend all that money on? So let's all focus on those companies when this does turn around and make sure they're all being responsible in the good times, just like they are in the bad.
Being responsible in the good times and the bad times is a very, very important fundamental that I've been looking at for an awful long time in the companies that I have been invested in. Listen, I want you guys to do me a favor. Please don't construe this as being investment advice. We're just giving you opinions from a group of people who've been around the block a few times, that being Relen Bailey, Albert Matter, myself, and certainly Corey. This too shall pass. Stay on the sidelines. Take a deep breath. Listen to what we have to say here. Listen to the other segments of the show. And then choose your own course of action. The only thing I can say is you'll never find a more interesting sector than this one. Relen, Albert, thank you so much.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.